Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Aisling spotted this, as she normally does. When she sees the word porn, her eyes just kind of... they zoom in. They zone... Do you watch porn, Ash?
Don't get me to it.
Because she bring it. There is a lot of porno topics at night. I'll be honest with you.
Yes,
I've noticed that.
Of course.
And in fairness, you are always the one that comes up with these porno topics. So, is there something about porn?
Who doesn't love a good porn topic?
Would you watch much
to
of it?
Like the mood.
Would you watch much of it?
Well, I wouldn't watch much of it now. Haven't.
Would you be?
You're putting me on the spot here now.
Oh yeah, Mrs.
Like
Lynch
it.
Could be listening.
I'm okay at the end of the
Marlin,
night.
Marlin, if you're listening, okay. Marlin, she doesn't do it in the house. I swear. She watches it outside on her phone. She doesn't bring it into the house.
Where? In work?
Which Marlin probably looks at it a bit of it as well. You know what I mean? They are
everyone. Mad for the porn, that
actually. That old one.
That's an OnlyFans. That's her subject. Mastermind.
I can't imagine.
To go with Mastermind.
She knows all about OnlyFans, does she? That's because you were telling her everything about it. Okay, so but would you reckon, by the way, what percentage of men watch porn compared to women? Do you reckon more men watch porn than women?
I would reckon more men admit to watching porn than women would.
But you reckon women probably watch it equally as much?
Look, I've had conversations with my friends, and my friends said they would never watch porn, nor would they ever interfere with themselves in that
way. It's like masturbation. You know, men will admit it, women won't. Will never admit.
I think there is probably, there is women out there that wouldn't either, I suppose, just wouldn't do it, wouldn't see it as a thing for them. I have one friend who said, no, wouldn't do it, not for me. And I'm like, I'm aware of that.
It's like they say something like 90% of women have a vibrator in the top drawer. Or something similar. Some sort of gadget of some description.
Yeah.
But they will never admit it.
No, yeah. I think it's harder. It's definitely harder for a woman to admit that.
Or they keep a little pocket one in their handbag.
Oh, stop. Little lipstick.
Little lipstick.
That's what I know anything about that.
Why is your lipstick vibrating? But anyway, yeah. So, but on this topic, I'm going to ask about this in a second, Ash. What would you do if you were with a guy in a good, strong relationship, say 4 or 5 years, and he went out, you know, I'm going to read out this message in a second, but he went out and on his laptop, you'd look at it, it was Pornhub in the history.
Right, okay.
There's a fair bit of Pornhub going on in the history.
Yeah.
What would you be pissed off?
No, I don't think I would. I wouldn't. It depended on, I suppose, now I'm going to say, it depended on how much he frequented the website and what type.
Well, he was frequenting it on a daily basis. Because porn is addictive.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And there's a lot of studies out there that would say that, you know, men especially that would watch a lot of porn would probably, in the bedroom side of things, would, you know, they wouldn't be having as much sex. There is a lot of studies.
Why? Because they're already sorted, like.
Yeah, because apparently what porn does, it gives you kind of, I suppose, an unrealistic. We all know what porn does, basically. I'm not going to describe it to you. But what men then, they kind of, they will masturbate to that and then they feel like they cannot, I suppose, get aroused by their other half.
Or they're finished, if you know what I mean. They're already done for
they've
the day.
They've already done the deed. Again.
So they're just not interested.
Yeah. Like I've had friends. I've one friend in particular again, and she.
You've a lot of friends that do stuff, don't you? Really?
Nothing to do with
me. I hate your friend. You know, Ashley. She's on the radio. She talks about us all the time.
Yeah. Go on. But she, you know, this was a massive problem in her relationship, and you know, so much so that she, you know, stopped talking to her fella for a while because
he was looking at so much porn.
He was looking at porn. Yeah, and you know, I kind of talked to her, and she was like, "I can't believe he was watching this and he was watching that." And I said, well, look, the way I was saying to her, I was like, look, we all watch different things all the time. We'll watch an action movie. We'll watch someone going into a burning building. That doesn't mean we want to go into that burning building, but we'll watch it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm saying, just because he's watching it.
No, I don't know. I think you're wrong. I think, you know, when we watch Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, particularly guys, right?
You do, Niall. Yeah, okay, go on.
Or the $6 million man or whatever it was years ago as a kid. Okay. You did want to be him in your own head. You thought, God, wouldn't it be cool to be like that? Would it be cool to be able to take on 10 guys and beat the shite out of them?
Okay, right.
You know what I mean? Or hang out of buildings or do those kind of things. So guys do fantasize. You know, maybe girls fantasize about,
am
I stereotyping about being models and things like that? I don't know.
Yeah, but fantasy is different than reality. And I think that when the fantasy gets blurred into reality, then that's when there's obviously a problem. I think in a relationship, I think porn is healthy. I don't think there's any problem with it. I think, you know, incorporating it into the bedroom with your other half, there isn't a problem with that either.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if he's watching a lot of porn and not having sex with you, then there's the problem.
Or if he's watching porn and, you know, wants to hang you from a ceiling.
Yeah.
I seen this last night on a movie. Right, so I'll tell you what. You stick your leg up here. I'll strap it to the wall.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a blindfold on your arse.
But I think, no, I think it's a big thing, especially for women as opposed to men. I think women feel like betrayed, they feel cheated on if they're...
Oh, some women do. Helena, we spoke to Helena about that, do you remember?
Helena said
it was like a form of cheating. She believed it was almost like a form of cheating.
And there is a lot of women out there that feel like that. They feel betrayed. They feel like, what does this have that I don't have? You know, and it's an insecurity kind of that dwells in them.
All right, well, look, let me read this out. And it's a message that Ashley spotted today. It was actually the problem page. It said, recently I had to borrow my husband's laptop to work on, as our own son was using my computer for school. I then discovered my husband had been viewing porn, and a lot of it, which has made me so mad. It's something we've argued about in the past, and he promised he wouldn't do it anymore. I know people have different opinions on porn, but I hate it, and I strongly believe it's degrading and exploitative. My husband argues that he would never look at anything else, anything abusive or really hardcore, and that he's been looking at it on and off since he was a teenager. I've been really snappy with him now since this happened. I feel so let down. Do you have any advice? Well, do you have any advice for this woman in this dilemma? In a recent study, 22.3% of men and 26.3% of women thought pornography had no role in a romantic partnership. So clearly the other 75%, roughly, of men and women do believe it has a role in a romantic relationship. Research has also discovered is that watching porn reminds you of all the potential sexual partners out there, which in turn lowers your dedication to the person you're actually involved with. However, many people say there's absolutely nothing wrong with watching porn and believe it's healthy, especially if you both do it together and get a few ideas from it. I want to get your thoughts on this. Do you think she is completely overreacting, or would you be hurt if you caught your partner, male or female, by the way, watching porn? I mean, ladies, would you feel like watching porn is a form of cheating, as Aisling said there a few minutes ago? Or is this woman being completely a prude? I mean, realistically... I mean, if you saw, you know, stuff that your husband was watching, and maybe you felt the girl in the porn movie was better looking than you, well, that would be something to piss you off, I suppose, then, wouldn't it? So today the question is, would you be annoyed if you found out your partner was watching porn? And a lot of it. I'm not just talking about every now and again. A lot of it. Would you be annoyed? Or do you think it's healthy? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. We will talk about, obviously, on a serious note, about pornography and the unrealistic expectations people can have of each other after watching pornography. Because remember, pornography is not real. You know, for example, in porno movies, you'll see a guy and he'll do the job two or three times. I mean, most men are not going to do that, and they're not physically capable of doing that in such a short period of time. But these things are edited quite well. Obviously, you know, they're porn, the positions they get into, for example, in porn, can be unrealistically, depending on different people's body shapes, etc., etc. So, or how athletic they happen to be. It can be unrealistically. So from that point of view, I want to ask you, would you be annoyed if you found out your partner was watching porn on a regular basis? The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or you can text and let us know how you feel. Siobhan, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Siobhan?
Hi, you.
Good. Siobhan, is pornography unhealthy?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. So do you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you watch it regularly?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, is it... If it's not too personal, you don't have to answer me, by the way, if you don't want to, but is there a particular type of pornography that you watch? Is it stuff that you wouldn't normally do in your own relationship? I don't know whether you're in a relationship or not, by the way, but is it still...
No, I'm not in a relationship, but no, it wouldn't be kind of anything, wouldn't be anything mad.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of watch whatever tickles me fancy. Like.
Yeah, because people tend to watch stuff on porn that they may not want to do themselves, but they're watching stuff out of curiosity and other people doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think in my personal life, I'm a trisexual, so I'll try anything once.
Right. A trisexual.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really care. The genre does it. It's really who attracts me, really, when I look at the
right.
the little picture.
But you're not in a relationship, so you've nobody to practice on.
You don't need to be in a relationship now.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I know men are only useful for buying drinks. I understand that. But I suppose it is handy to have a partner sometimes to try out some of this stuff, I imagine.
Yeah, it can be. And in the past it was. But, like, do you know what I mean?
Mm, yeah. I mean, you have been in relationships, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, how old are you now? Sorry, Siobhan.
24.
How old?
24.
Oh, you're quite young. Oh, sorry, Siobhan, I do apologise. I thought you were in your 30s or something like that. I was kind of guessing. No. All right, okay. Well, then you have the whole world ahead of you. You have the rest of your life, I suppose. And do you think that women are, I suppose, degraded and exploited? Because that's what we hear a lot. You know, that, and mind you, I don't go along with the argument that women are always the ones on the bottom in the porn movies and the women are always the ones that are kind of getting it, so to speak. That's just sexual life. I mean, that's just the way life is. Men tend to be the ones on top. Not all the time, by the way. Men tend to be the ones, you know, doing it to a woman, so to speak, rather than the other way around. That's just biology, really, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Like, I think obviously, like, in every aspect, there's people getting exploited in all kind of aspects of life. Do you know what I mean? But I think, like, a lot of the people who do porn choose to do porn because they like to have sex, and why not get paid for what you like to do?
And a lot of it nowadays, because it's free online, of course, is just people who, I suppose, want to be an exhibitionist.
Yeah, and for some people, that's their thing, and they get, that's their kink, and they get a kick out of it. So mm-hmm. who are we to judge? It's different, you know what I mean? Like, the way I know, like, a lot of the feminist groups like to say it's
exploitation.
Women, yeah. And exploitation and stuff like that. But I've never seen a woman with a gun against her head in a porno. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, it's like they do it by choice because they like it. They like the life.
Well, they say they make, yeah, they make the same argument. Those groups will make the same argument, which got, sex criminalised, the purchase of sex criminalised in Ireland only going back 3 years ago. They said that, you know, that women, although there's an argument that a woman has a choice to be a prostitute, for example, well, their argument is, well, she wouldn't be doing it if she wasn't that desperate for money. And that women should never be in a situation where they're desperate for money and so desperate that they would have sex. So, and you could argue the same in relation to porn. I mean, porn is a massive industry, the biggest industry in the world, actually. Sex sells, as we all know. And, you know, a lot of these women, not all of them, by the way, are doing it under, say, duress, would that be a good word, because they want money. Maybe for drugs, maybe for other things as well. They might just want money for college, I don't know. But in saying that, they're doing it because they're desperate.
Yeah, but to be honest with you now, though, a lot of, like, if you look at the figures, like, a lot of women in the industry would get paid far better than a man.
Oh, they get paid a lot better than men, yeah.
And, like, if anyone is being exploited, it's the man, because God bless him, like, he's injected with everything to keep his tummy up, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, the woman isn't, do you know what I mean?
She can just lie there and do it for Ireland, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's men who are kind of exploited, and I wouldn't really say women. Obviously, there is different aspects where they would be in certain scenarios.
Yeah.
But overall, as a whole, people who go into the porn industry go into it because they want to go into it, not because they're forced into it. It's because they like the lifestyle, they like the money that it brings in at the end of the month, and they like to fuck. So realistically, that's what it is.
Okay, and in relation to, you know, what goes on in a lot of the porn, you know, most porn nowadays, it seems to be, most of it seems to be fairly hardcore. It's not the old, in the old days, you kind of had a Mayfair magazine or whatever it was, and there was a full frontal picture, and we thought that was the most exciting thing in the world. Nowadays, they're up to all sorts of carry-on in porn movies. But, I mean, is this the stuff that you would see in porn, I mean, is it misleading? Is it, do have men have expectations of women that just aren't possible because of what they see in the porn? Because, you know, you see a woman in porn and there's three different lads all having a spin on her at the same time and they're slapping her and all sorts of things, and she's allegedly enjoying it. She probably isn't. She's doing it for the money. And that makes it an unrealistic expectation, doesn't it, of men who think, oh God, that looks cool.
Yeah. But I think as well, like, do you know what I mean, in regards to what you were saying earlier, like, I'm not going to fucking bend like a pretzel, like half of them that's on the thing. Like, that's
like
just not
pretzel.
Happening. You know what I mean? That's just not going to happen. I'm not a gymnast, and I'm not flexible to their standard to be backwards, sideways and frontwards all at the one time. So, like, that just wouldn't happen for me. So if a fella looked at a porno and said, here, we're going to try this, so we are, I'm like, bollocks, I'm not going to. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, we'll stay there for a second. Pauline, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Pauline?
Good evening, Nat.
I must rewrite that song by what's her name? Oh,
Nolene.
No, Jolene. Jolene.
Jolene.
Pauline. Pauline. Pauline.
Lovely. Yes. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Anytime you can say you were serenaded by me, there you go.
Second time. Thank you.
Yeah.
What age is that girl that's on with you?
24.
God love her. She's a lot to learn in life. But anyway.
Ah, stop.
I do think, first of all, why doesn't she start dating somebody and look forward to building a future with somebody and a good and happy life, you know? Living the way she is sounds.
But there's more to life than just, you know, running around parks, holding hands and building a home and having babies. You know, there's the excitement of life, and sex is an exciting part of life,
no,
intimacy.
you're talking about the most expressive, the most loving expression between two people. That
intimacy,
is what you're
yes.
talking about here,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And this is a 24-year-old
yeah.
who's entertaining herself otherwise. Basically, my opinion on it is, apart from the fact that there's no love in it, it's not from God, it's demonic. That is my opinion on it.
It's demonic.
And that is exactly what it is.
Mm, demonic.
Well, I welcome the devil into my body if it's in the form of a sexy man. I'm sorry, whether I be 24 or not, like, it doesn't matter.
That's what
I think
you say.
You're from a different age group, obviously, so you've grown up with a certain set of rules and standards, whereas people used to pull the plum off themselves to a magazine, whereas now they have porn and they have the internet. And just because I'm 24, don't let that like give you a certain impression of me, because I enjoy sex and there's nothing wrong with that. And if I want to have sex, I'll have sex, and I don't need to be in a relationship to have sex.
I mean, okay, but let Pauline, just let me respond to that. Pauline, I know you come from a more spiritual Christian point of view, but, you know, the days where, you know, two people had to be married and you know, or a woman had to stay chaste, as they say, or be a virgin when she got married, those days, for some people, are still around, but for most people, are long gone. And I think we do accept that sex, as well as being a wonderful thing when we class it as intimacy or making love between two people who are genuinely in love together, it's amazing. It's even better, again, when you love the person. But as an act, it's extremely enjoyable, Pauline. So in saying that, you know, people who are single or people who are not in a serious relationship or maybe having one-night stands every now and again, there's nothing really wrong with that, is there?
Look at the state of society. And don't tell me that people, there's no guns held to their head. There's a trade, a sex trafficking trade that's going on, and it's absolutely horrific.
Oh, it is. And I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Yeah,
and anybody who's involved in trafficking human beings, be it for sex or any other purposes, should go to jail and never get out again. But we're not talking about people being trafficked. We're talking about willing participants.
She was talking about watching porno. She said that nobody has a gun held to their head. People are trafficked. Children are trafficked. Adults are trafficked.
But we're not talking about child porn. It's illegal.
We're not talking about
people off their bin.
Hold on, Niall. I am saying that there are people who have guns held to their head every day for people to produce the likes of what she's looking at in an industry that is absolutely corrupt.
With the greatest respect, Paul, the majority of porn is not people who are not doing it consensually. The majority, I'm not denying, Pauline, that there is part of the industry. It is an industry that lends itself to people being exploited. And there is a small percentage of people who get exploited. But that's not the majority.
Well, I'm just telling you what my opinion is. First and foremost, it's demonic. It is not from God. That girl is talking about having basically a relationship with herself and a television screen or whatever is put up on her. She doesn't know the source. She doesn't know.
Well, she's entertaining herself watching a television screen. Yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm saying to you, look at the state of society.
But what's wrong? What's wrong with people who masturbate?
Well, it depends on what I guess your spirituality or your faith is. But what I'm saying to you is, look at the state of society, and then don't throw it back on me because I have a spiritual take on it and an understanding and an expectation of what love and sex should be about. I think that is what's wrong with society, and it is demonic.
But pornography has been around since the dawn of time, just in many different ways. They reckon the printing press was actually invented to print pornography. I mean, if we go right back to the famous artists who painted nudes. So we've always had a huge interest in the sexuality of the human body.
I have absolutely no problem whatsoever with nudity. People's bodies are beautiful and God created us that way. What I do have a problem with, I mean, it's basically like you're sitting in a bedroom with a couple and viewing everything that they're doing. And I think that that's wrong. It's an intimate, loving expression between two people. And that is what it's meant to be. Nothing more and nothing less.
And it shouldn't be shared with others.
No, I don't believe it should be. Even the way that girl is speaking is so disrespectful of herself.
In what did she say that was disrespectful of herself?
The way she's speaking.
I think she's been very open. Might not be a cup of tea, but I think she's been very open, which is very sad nowadays that people can't be very open. Tell me what she said that was disrespectful.
I wouldn't repeat it. The terms that she's using to express activity, I think is even, especially out of a woman's mouth, incredible.
Oh.
I know.
That's just my opinion.
So I can't judge you for your spiritual beliefs, but if I want to touch myself and watch porn, you can judge me. But I can't judge you because of your spiritual beliefs. But if my spiritual belief is going to town on myself watching porn, I can't do that because you don't agree with it and you're going to judge me on that, but you're not looking to be judged. Sorry, no.
I'm not judging you. What I said was the
fear. Well, you are actually, because you told me that I'm 24 and I need to, I basically have a lot to learn and all these kind of things. But I know what I want in life. I get what I want in life.
And would you not prefer to have, would you not prefer to be in a loving and happy relationship?
Oh, I will eventually be in a loving, happy relationship. But at the moment, I'm enjoying being single and I'm enjoying having fun. Now, at present, I'm not because COVID. But at the end of the day, like, do you know what I mean? Whether I choose to be single for the rest of my life, that's my own business. If I feel that I want to be single and sleep with people and not have that love connection, as you like to say, so be it. Who are you to judge me for that? Just because you're in a relationship, possibly, unlikely, but if you're in a relationship and you're in love and you're having sex, that's fantastic for you. That's great. You're getting your rock and you're getting your roll. What's wrong with me doing that? Why do I have to be in a relationship to do that? Why do I have to be in love?
Yeah, it's a fair point, Pauline. Why does everybody have to conform to what you believe is morally right?
No, they don't have to conform it. We all have free will.
Well, they do, because you're more or less saying unless they live their life the way you describe how life should be lived, they're some way demonic.
No, it is demonic. It is not from God and it is not loving. But
like masturbation in itself. Again, that's been done since the dawn of time. Sure, if you go to a zoo, you'll see a monkey doing it, for God's sake. So it's a basic human instinct. Do you think that's sinful and horrible?
Well, from a spiritual, I guess from my point of view, I would have to say it wouldn't be what you should do. Okay, but I can't judge people. I wasn't judging the girl on the style of her life. I'm just thinking, would she not be happier in a loving relationship?
Is that not judging her? You're saying, would she not be happier? Maybe some people, and there are people listening tonight who are single, who are very happy to be single, who don't want to be in a relationship.
What shocked me was the terms and the way she's speaking. I just find it incredible to hear a woman speaking like that.
You what, she was a bit crude?
I would find it exceptional to hear a man. I've never had a man around me speak like that either. Never mind a woman.
Mm.
And whatever she hopes for the future, a loving and caring relationship, I can guarantee you this. If many men hear you speaking like that in their company, they won't be with you for long. That you can take to the bank.
Mm. Right. Well, stay there, both of you, for a second. I want to just bring Michael in as well. Stay there, please, Siobhan, too. Michael, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Michael?
Not too bad.
Michael, you've heard Pauline there, you know, basically saying that it's demonic to watch, you know, people up to all sorts of carry-on and pornography, whereas Siobhan, 24-year-old woman, healthy young woman with a healthy, I suppose, appetite for sex, but just not in the mood for a relationship yet, and she said it's perfectly healthy.
Yep. Two contrasting viewpoints.
Absolutely. It couldn't be more contrasting if you tried.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything wrong with watching porn or having a healthy appetite for porn while you're in a relationship? That was the first question, anyway.
I mean, it depends who you are, where you're at in your life, and where your relationship is at. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that will come into it, you know?
Mm.
So if it's a new relationship or whatever, the person, say a bloke was watching porn and a girl just started going out with him.
Yeah.
And she found the stuff on the computer, then she wouldn't really have much of a say. But if it's a committed relationship and he's put more energy and effort into porn and
he's done by the time he gets to bed, so to speak,
then there's issues there. And
I wouldn't disagree with you. If it's affecting his sex life with his partner, yeah, it's a problem.
Some people have, like, a ferocious sexual appetite, and they can do that. Some people don't.
And would you have a ferocious sexual appetite, Michael?
It's more controlled now. I'm 40 now, so it's very under control compared to when I was a teenager in my early 20s. Like,
yeah. See, with women, if they have a ferocious sexual appetite, it's called nymphomania, which is almost like it's not their fault. Whereas if men have a ferocious sexual appetite, we're called perverts. So, I mean, there's a kind of double standard when it comes to sexual appetites. And by the way, a lot of women are nymphomaniacs. And a lot of men, if you want to use the term perverts, are. I mean, we like men like sex. They say men like more sex than women, generally speaking, because men have more testosterone. But it depends on the woman. Some women have a lot of testosterone. You know, it just depends on the woman.
Well, not a lot of women have, but some women do have higher testosterone, yeah, but not...
Because that's what makes you want sex, is testosterone.
Well, the science says that, so I have read that.
Yeah, although with women it's a bit more emotional as well. They like, although not with Siobhan, obviously, they like to be in a relationship, in a loving relationship. But Siobhan, I mean, you said you have been in relationships in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think sex in a loving relationship is better than watching porn or having sex in a non-loving relationship? In other words, just a one-night stand where it's just mechanical, lie there, do it for Ireland.
Well, I've never had a one-night stand, so I can't comment on that. I've actually never had one. I've always known the person who I was going to bed with.
Okay.
But in regards to sex in a relationship, there is a difference, but it's also more passionate if you're sleeping with someone. You know, there's more of a loving connection.
Connection, a chemistry, yeah.
If you're sleeping with them and you're in a relationship. And if you're just seeing the person and, you know, you both have an understanding and a respect of what it is, then it can be just as good. It depends, you know. Mm-hmm. It depends on the person. It depends on what you're doing, and it doesn't necessarily have to be better either or. Do you know what I mean? People perform differently and feel differently in certain moments. So it would sometimes, but not all the time, though.
Yeah. I mean, Pauline, you know, there's a lot of texts coming in here saying that Pauline must be... I'm just reading them out. I don't want to personally insult you. Pauline must be from the 1950s. I'd say Pauline was a nun in a previous life. And I'm looking here. Fair play to Pauline. She's the only one standing up for good Christians out there. Sex is only filth. Okay, well, I wouldn't have gone that far, in fairness.
No, that's... And I tell you what, I will say this, and I can understand that people, particularly elderly people, they might see it that way. But
I don't think it's anything. I don't. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned age, or well, maybe Siobhan mentioned age earlier on. I don't think age is anything to do with it. By the way, I'm 57. I'm quite happy with my sex life.
I'm very happy at my age to do whatever I want to do for the rest of my life in a loving relationship. But let me just explain this: God created sex. Do you know what I mean?
That's your view because you believe in God. Not everybody believes in God.
That's right. I know that you don't.
I'm not disrespecting your belief in God. Yeah. I'm just saying not everybody believes in God. So that's your view.
Yeah, I mean, there's no scientist on the planet could create the mechanism that he created to bring two people together in a loving and caring relationship. Nobody, only he could have done that. That's fact.
Well, no scientist ever claimed to do it. It was classed as evolution. Right. It was the evolution of man. But anyway.
Yeah, so I can understand what... that person getting upset, because basically all society is doing is it's promiscuous. There are children being traded, there are adults being traded. There's no respect and no love in it, and that is what I'm trying to say. And it is demand.
Yeah, but when you're watching Coronation Street, and you don't see it at the moment because of social distancing, but when you see two people, a husband and a wife, kissing each other and snogging each other, they're not really in love. It's pretending. They're acting. The porn industry, that's what they'll say. They'll say they're actors.
I wouldn't watch Coronation Street if it was the last right that I had.
I know, I get that. But I'm just saying, the point is that most of what you watch on television, be it in a movie when people fall in love, none of that's real. It's all acting. And pornography is no different. They're just doing it in the nude.
No, romance is real and love is real.
But not in a movie, it's not.
But there's neither. There's or respect. None of those things exist in pornography.
And why do you believe they don't respect each other? We weren't there when it was being filmed, so we don't know. Maybe they had the greatest respect for each other. Maybe the guy beforehand, before they started shooting, you know, before they hit the clapperboard, he said, listen, you know, if I'm hurting you at all or if anything goes too far,
they
you know,
no
this would be a key
value.
Word or whatever. Huh?
They have no self-value, no self-respect. Absolutely none whatsoever. That is, I said it at the beginning. A sexual relationship is an expression of the most intimate act of love. End of story.
So anybody who does it for any other reason has no self-respect.
It's a little bit like the abortion argument. You know, they want to kill something that isn't alive because it isn't alive. It's unbelievable. When are people going to cop on?
Okay, well, Siobhan, you've no self-respect. God bless you.
Okay.
I didn't say that she had no self-respect.
Well, that's what you're saying. The people who use porn.
No. You specifically spoke about people who partake.
Okay, participate. What's the difference in, you know, somebody going out, say, for a one-night stand and somebody in a porn movie? The only difference is one that has been filmed. I mean, there really isn't much of a difference, really, is there?
Here's the difference. A one-night stand, there's no love and no respect.
And is that demonic?
Well, what you're doing is you're making a choice. You can either choose to live one way or the other. And we wouldn't have the society that we have today if people chose.
There's a lot more wrong with society than people having sex, let me tell you. If that was the worst problem we had in society, I think we'd have a great world.
It goes down into little children's lives. It goes into people's lives.
But the children are not watching it happening.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that...
The point you're trying to make is that you believe that, say, casual sex, as they call it, okay, that's a big problem in society. Well, I can tell you, if that was our biggest problem in society, we would have a wonderful world, Pauline.
You reckon? Because your tax is paying for all these one-night stands. Do you ever think of that?
Well, how is my tax paying for the one-night stands? Well,
where are the fathers of the children that come
around? Well, I'm hoping they're not all having children. I'm hoping if they are having one-night stands that they're using contraception. But I hope some of them are. Sorry, Siobhan, go ahead. You want to say something there?
Oh, I'm just...
I thought you were disagreeing with her in the background there.
Oh, no, I am. But, like, I will disagree with her completely. But, no, I'm just listening to her go on.
Mm. Yeah. And, by the way, can I ask you, Pauline, honestly, have you ever looked at pornography?
No, I have not.
Well, how can you judge it if you've never watched it?
Why would I choose to do that? I know what it is. I see enough.
I'm not trying to patronise you, and please don't think I am. But if you saw two naked people having sex, attractive people having sex, would it excite you in any way?
In what circumstances? let me tell you, I've worked in the hotel industry throughout my life, and I've often walked in on people, and it was during.
That's not good. I'd be embarrassed by that, to be honest. That's not exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in the comfort of your own home and in a private situation where you'd see, you know, something explicit on television, be it a naked man and woman having sex on television. Have you ever looked at that and thought, that looks exciting?
No.
What are you laughing? Michael, stop being so childish. What are you laughing at? It's a serious question. It is a serious question. I'm just curious. Because
I just gave you a serious answer. It would have interested me more than it would have I saw two dogs on the street doing it.
Ah, stop. How can you compare Polly and two dogs looking at it? That's not the same thing at all. Unless you're into bestiality or something.
Just saying.
Michael, I mean, I will agree with one thing that Pauline is saying. I'll say this to both you and Siobhan, that pornography can become addictive. And it is a big problem in the world of people becoming addicted to pornography. Now, and there's no evidence, by the way, that people watch porn go out and rape people. There's been lots of studies done on that. So porn doesn't cause people to be rapists. Rapists are rapists. But it can become addictive, which can cause problems in relationships, Michael.
Yeah, in some people's relationships, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You bring that into your relationship, and I'm telling you, the quicker, there's no quicker way of becoming dissatisfied with your partner. It's the worst thing you could do.
Are you speaking from experience, or
I'm speaking from knowing it for a fact from many people's experience who I've spoken to. You bring that into your relationship.
You're speaking to a certain group of people, obviously, because a lot of people I speak
obviously
to...
Obviously I am, and they don't need
say
to...
Say otherwise.
Yeah, obviously I am, and they don't need to use corrupt terms to describe their own sexuality, as you did earlier on. They can speak openly and lovingly about it, but you bring that into your relationship, and it won't be too long before what you have or could have had is destroyed, because nobody would ever be satisfied once they bring that into their relationship.
You're not speaking from experience, though. You've no authority to what you're saying because you're not speaking from your own experience. You can't speak like that when you haven't lived it. You can't say. Now I agree with quite a lot of what you're saying before I say this. By the way,
go ahead.
But you can't say that you're going to have this problem and that problem when you've never had those problems yourself. You basically said that you've never watched porn. So how can you say?
Here's why I can say it. I basically decided many, many years ago that there would never be porn in my home or in my life, and there never was.
You said that. We've established that. But you seem to miss the point that people are all very, very different, and you're projecting how you are onto everybody.
To explain to you now how in two relationships, one for 7 years and one for over 30 years, I never had porn in my life and I had no problems in my relationship. I'll put it to you that way.
That's fine. That's great. But what's that got to do with other people and how other people are living? You know what I mean?
I'm giving you my opinion.
Listen, I agree with you. There is a lot of problems in the world. And
I don't think porn is the biggest one, to be honest with you.
There's a lot of sexual problems. Yeah, there's a lot of sexual problems in the world. There's a lot of problems.
No, she's right in what she said about trafficking and child pornography and all that kind of stuff. And I completely agree with her.
She's projecting like this kind of.
Well, maybe you I don't like the fact that half of society are out paying for the children who are the result of a one night stand and have no father. I don't like that.
But that's okay. No, there's lots of things you don't like, but
yeah. That's promiscuity, whatever way you want to look at it.
I don't think that's promiscuity that does that. I think that's absent fathers that do that. Or absent mothers, if the case may be. But that's people absconding their responsibilities.
A one-night stand, Niall, with somebody you don't know, and then you're in the most intimate, act with them, that two loving people could be in, will produce a child and society have to pay for it.
That's a very Disney way of viewing things, loving people and loving relationships. The world is not like that. There's people out there that don't want relationships because they don't have time for them. They want to have sex with people. They don't have, they're focused on different things in their life. They have
very
goals,
sad,
visions, dreams, other stuff they want to do. They could be building skyscrapers or running some top salon somewhere.
Sad.
And they're not interested in relationships, but they want to have sex or whatever. And then you're basically coming on and saying that everyone has to have a loving, blah, blah relationship.
I'm not saying they have to. I'm saying that that's what they should strive to have and not live the way people are living.
Why should they strive to have that? Because you've heard Siobhan, and I hope she's still there. She's not striving to have a loving relationship, if it happens. And I'm sure she'd like it to happen.
I don't believe that for one moment. She said one day she hopes that that's what
would be. But she's not running out every day looking for men, I'm sure.
If I meet someone who I feel that I want to continue on and spend time with, then yes. But like at the moment, I'm happy being single and I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
You haven't had any choice by the sounds of it, because you've chosen to live the way you're living. But
what do you mean, live the way she's living?
I have chosen. That's the key thing there. I have chosen. Because if I wanted to seek a relationship, I could seek a relationship.
You said because of COVID.
Well, in fairness, COVID has reduced everybody's chances of picking up a date. I think that's the point she's making. Yeah,
that's
what
I said. Because of COVID, I wasn't going out and I wasn't having sexual relationships with anyone. That's why I wasn't doing that, purely because same way I wouldn't get in a relationship. Because how are you going to get in a relationship during COVID? But the key point is, at present, that is not what I am looking for. And if down the future it changes, which it is likely to do so, because I'm not going to be single forever. That's the reality of it. But at present, I'm happy living my life and living it how I see fit. And regardless of what you say, it's not going to change my opinion, because I don't see any wrong in having safe sex with two consenting adults who enjoy sex and enjoy what they're doing. And you have an issue with that, and that's fine. That's your opinion. But have you had access to your 30-year relationship and your 7-year relationship browser history? Because I hate to tell you, the likelihood is your fella probably watched porn at some stage without you knowing it or not. You may not have watched it, but that doesn't mean that he has not. And for you to project your spiritual believings onto me, like, that's not fair. I believe in a certain way and you believe in a certain way, and what way I believe isn't wrong, even though you may see it as wrong. It's not. There's nothing wrong with two consenting adults sleeping together without being, in quote, in love.
It's promiscuous.
And what? I'll be
It's not a loving relationship, and that is what's
wrong. But the point she's making is you don't have to be in a loving relationship to have sex. There's different types of sex. People have sex, mechanical sex, as they call it, just for fun.
Her lifestyle is what I would refer to, and most people would, who are other than in that kind of relationship. The one she's having with herself and the ones that she's had with Tom, Dick and Harry is promiscuity. Whatever you want to look at it like, or however you want to justify it, that is what it is.
But I mean, I don't want to get too personal with you, right? And Pauline, please, you don't have to answer any question that I ever ask you, right? But I mean, when you were in your 30-year relationship, do you think you had a good sex life? Was it an adventurous sex life?
Well, I will say this. On an occasion, that particular person was asked, and their answer was, we have no problem. And that is all I would say on that subject.
Right, okay. So were you
present when he asked that question and when he answered?
Yes, yeah. And obviously you have never been in a loving relationship or you wouldn't be thinking of living the way you are.
I have.
What was your longest relationship?
Is nothing got to do with.
What was your longest relationship? What would you call a relationship? A one night stand?
What would I call a relationship? I've never had a one night stand, as I stated before. Good. What would you call a relationship? Being in with someone for 30 years and doing the one position? Like, no, sorry. You have a different outlook and I have a different outlook.
I can assure you it takes an awful lot more than one position, as you refer to it, to keep a relationship together for 30 years. But you wouldn't know that. You're not even that age yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
And so what's the longest relationship you've ever been in?
I've been with someone for 4.5 years. And I ended it, believe it or not, and I was the same person I was then as I am now.
And you've been the same person in 30 years.
And I ended that because I wasn't happy and I was no longer in love and I did not want to sleep with them.
You will never be happy living the way
you are. But do you not think you are just two very different people? I think it's unfair, you know, I don't think, in fairness to Siobhan, I don't think she's judged you. She just said that's what you want. But you're very quick, Pauline, to judge her. I mean, she sounds like, okay, Siobhan is very open how she talks about her sex life. She's clearly adventurous in her sex life. She's clearly admitted that she masturbates and she watches pornography. Whereas you believe that's demonic and you were in a 30-year relationship.
I believe pornography is demonic.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, and even one-night stands are demonic and all.
No, promiscuous.
That's promiscuity, whatever. Okay, but you're still judging it as being wrong.
I'm giving it exactly.
But I mean, the majority of the population, all Siobhan is doing is admitting what most people do. The majority of the population masturbate.
I'm not interested in what they do or don't do in their own privacy. That's their own choice.
And generally speaking, those who tell you that they don't masturbate are usually lying. Because, you know, we do it from the point of being children, out of curiosity. We fiddle with our bits. Do you know what I mean? The majority of people do it.
Listen, it's basically down to choice and what way you want to live.
Are you saying that people don't masturbate?
How do I know? I'm never with anybody in their room when they're... I don't go around checking in people's houses. I don't know what they do and I don't care.
But you would know from personal experience that there's a time in people's... A moment, you know, in a free moment, a spare moment that you're watching television, nobody's around, and you think, sure, I'll have an L fiddle.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm just saying, isn't that not what your average human being does?
I don't believe that is the way here's what I believe. I don't believe that is the way people want. I believe that most people in their heart want a loving relationship.
Okay, well, I'm not denying that. Siobhan, at the moment, this moment in her life just doesn't. And I'm not denying it. Everybody is seeking, I suppose a lot of people are seeking love. Yes, we want to find the perfect partner because we are human beings and we don't like to be isolated. Mind you wouldn't think that during COVID. Angela, you're on Classic, or not Angela. Yeah, sorry, it is Angela. Angela, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Angela?
Okay.
Wow.
Sorry for keeping you there. Just getting back to the actual question, pornography, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is there anything wrong with this girl has found a lot of porn, you know, in his history and obviously on his laptop? So he's obviously viewing it quite regularly. And now she's a little bit snappy with him and she thinks it's a bit weird.
No, I'd actually be more worried if I didn't find porn on his phone or in his history. And I just don't understand, not Siobhan, that other girl, that other lady.
Pauline.
Pauline, yeah, Pauline, she has her views, she has her opinions, but I don't see how you can't be in a loving relationship and enjoy exploring different things through pornography. Because sometimes that's how you find out that, I actually like that.
That might be exciting, yeah, I might do that. I might give that a try tonight.
Can two brains not figure that out between themselves without having to use pornography?
There's things that you might see that you don't know about. Like, are you telling me you know every single sexual position out there, Polly?
I wouldn't discuss anything like that with you or anybody else for that matter, except for with my partner.
Why would you come on here talking about something?
Because I was asking.
Same
as you were.
Pornography.
I wouldn't discuss that with anybody except for my loving partner. That's the difference.
I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you to discuss your sex life.
You asked me a question and I'm telling you why I won't answer. I told you I wouldn't discuss that with you. That is none of your business or anybody else. that would be between me and my loving partner. That's the way I live, and that's not going to change.
I didn't know every single position. I didn't ask, did you try them?
What has it got to do with you? It has nothing to do with you, and it isn't important. What's important is that two people love and respect each other.
Yeah, and I love and I respect my partner enough that the two of us can watch pornography. And I don't mind if he watches pornography.
Why don't you bring the neighbours in while you're at it?
Oh, now you're calling me a swinger.
I'm just saying, why don't you bring the neighbours in while you're at it? If you can't manage it between you and have to bring a third party into it, why don't you just, like, issue tickets and have an invitation? I don't know, sort something out if you like. That has nothing to do with love. That's nothing to do with love and respect. That's between two people.
That's your opinion, Pauline.
That's my experience.
So it's your belief, but not your opinion.
No, it's my experience. It's also my belief. No, it's the way I chose to live.
Yeah, that's the way you choose to live. But don't put me down because I choose a different way to live.
I'm not discussing anything that you said that you chose. You asked me a question and I told you. It's nothing I would discuss with you.
But you just told me because I like watching pornography to hand out tickets to the neighbours. Like,
well, that's what you said. You said you wanted a third party in it. You said you wanted a third party in it. And my point is, have the two of you not got enough between you that you can satisfy and make each other happy in a loving way?
Pauline, I never said I wanted a third party in it.
You have a third party in your relationship. You have pornography in it. And that is my point. You can't manage to satisfy each other just together by yourself, just the two of you. You have to have a crutch.
Pauline, that's not having somebody else in the room.
Okay, well, hang on, just before I go into the break, and I want you both ladies to stay there. If you can, please stay with me, because Jude, I just want to bring you in before the break there, because I need to go to break in a few minutes, but go on.
I totally agree with that lady, Siobhan, is that her name?
Oh, she's gone now. Yeah, Siobhan, yeah.
Oh, no, the girl there who's...
Angela, yeah, both of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, I do agree with her. There's nothing wrong with porn, and what anyone does, it's their own business. I don't think anyone should get on a high pedestal and judge anyone else, especially if they say they don't watch porn. So how can you have an opinion on something that you don't fully understand if you don't watch it? And I just say, porn actually, the industry itself actually funds most of Irish pension funds. So I don't think anyone would that be prudish to refuse a pension fund if they knew that their pension fund was on their bank that they're using and investing in the porn industry.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of money made out of porn. There's no, sex sells. It's the biggest industry in the world.
That's why banks and hedge funds invest in it.
Absolutely, because it's human nature, Pauline, for people to like sex.
It's the world's biggest selling industry.
Yeah, with another loving partner, but not with a magazine or a video. I mean,
yeah, but the only difference is, I mean, the point is, the only difference is when people will look at a magazine or a video, they kind of get ideas of how they can pleasure each other, because porn, or not porn, sort of say sex and intimacy is meant to be selfless. In some sense, you can be selfish every now and again, but it's meant to be selfless. So you're meant to, you know, make sure that you pleasure your partner. And I'm assuming if you're in a 30-year relationship, you'd know this. So, and he would pleasure you. And where you get those ideas sometimes, you know, you're not going to get them watching Coronation Street. You get them watching porn.
That is what makes every relationship, I believe, unique, that people learn how to make each other happy. And you cannot get that from something outside of the two people involved.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, you can, yeah. You can, in fairness, Polly.
There's more to sex than the missionary position.
And what's your point?
Do you know what I mean? It's fun. It's exciting. It's learning different things. It's learning different ways. It doesn't have to mean it's derogatory. It doesn't have to mean it's derogatory. If it's two consenting adults, that's fine. If it's two loving adults, that's even better. If it's too respecting adults, then what is the problem?
I mean, Pauline, people do get ideas about how to pleasure each other, you know, from watching pornography, because it might not be something that will happen. You're talking about, you know, things that happen accidentally and you figure out things are enjoyable, you know, through, I suppose, just, you know, intimacy.
I'm my opinion on it. I think it doesn't belong with two people, in two people's lives. They should be able to love and respect and pleasure, if the word is that, each other. They don't need. Why would people need, if they're happy and loving and happy in their relationship and satisfied, why would they need something outside of what they have?
There was an interesting text just came in there as well, Pauline. I'll just throw it to you and I'll come back to Jude as well. And it's, my partner bought me a vibrator for Christmas. At the time, I didn't think it was too bad. But after speaking to my sister, she said I should have been disgusted and thrown it at him. Now, I'm assuming that's not all he bought her, by the way, was a vibrator. But is there anything wrong with, you know, partners or say, Pauline, you know, your partner buying you sexy underwear or sex toys, or is there anything wrong with that?
I would find something wrong with it.
Would you?
That's just me. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay. And sorry, Jude, is there anything wrong with a lad? Is it a bit cheap of a lad to go out and get somebody a vibrator for a Christmas present?
No, not if he definitely knows she's going to use it. What can you say is wrong with it? What can you say?
Well, I suppose it's embarrassing, isn't it, maybe? Is it?
For who?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you have equipment or you haven't. You know what I mean? So I can't imagine why. I absolutely would find that. I wouldn't even like to think about the situation. I don't understand why people are
you
just...
You must be great with that, I'd say.
Oh, Jude, there's no need to embarrass.
I don't mind what he said. What did he say? I couldn't hear him.
He can repeat it if he wants to.
What did you say, Jude?
I said you must be very imaginative in the sack.
You must be very imaginative in bed, I think is what he meant, yeah.
Well, I'll give you an answer for that.
I think he was being derogatory, but go on.
I've had two relationships that were both very satisfying and happy relationships, but...
Two that worked.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, you said you were in two relationships that worked.
No, not at once, that were both very happy and satisfying and loving relationships.
Well, obviously the first one wasn't... Before you got into the second one.
Well, you don't know the circumstances, Jude. How do you know?
Yeah, with you don't respect, actually, and I can't.
How do you know somebody? Jude, with respect, how do you know the first person didn't pass away? You're making an assumption.
I know he could have died of boredom. I don't know.
Okay.
Angela, my action in the sack is I've had no complaints.
Right, sorry, Angela. Angela, is it okay to buy a woman, be it a dildo or vibrator or whatever it is, for as part of a Christmas present? It wouldn't be the main Christmas present, obviously. A little surprise.
Of course, it is.
Would you be insulted if a man gave you one?
No, no. You know, like that's why I'm saying, if you have a healthy relationship and you know what both of you like, then why not? You know, if that's what your partner likes, then why not get them something that they'd use?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that, like, I have one, you know, and it's brilliant and it's great fun.
I'm sure Pauline doesn't actually have one. I don't have to ask.
I prefer the real thing. That's just me.
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah. So she will share something about her sex life. But, no, there's absolutely no problem with that.
No, I'm not sharing something about my sex life. As opposed to a piece of plastic, I'm saying I prefer a human being to love.
That you don't have a vibration.
I didn't answer Niall, actually. But what I'm saying is, I prefer a human being to love.
Yeah, but you don't love a live vibrator.
That's right, you don't. So I would be highly insulted if my partner bought me one of them. Absolutely highly insulted. In fact, I'd probably shove it up his ass.
Oh, you probably enjoy
that. Yeah, I knew you'd say that. There you go. Now I'm on your wavelength.
Can I ask you a question, Pauline?
Sorry.
What if you are in a relationship, okay?
What, with a disabled person? That's enough. I'm sick of this one. Go on anyway.
Pauline, I'm actually going to be very serious on this, okay?
So yeah, okay.
Let's say you're in a loving relationship with your partner and that's split. It's split. Let's say
it splits up, yeah.
And that's, let's say, a man and a woman. And that, you know, you've figured out, you've actually realised that you're actually, let's say with my thing, if I came out that I was actually gay, then I was a lesbian, and I'm going to go into a relationship like that. Can I finish, Pauline?
Yeah.
Would it not be nice to kind of watch something and see what I would be doing in a relationship like that with someone?
What you're trying to do is segregate sex from love, whereas I have only ever known the two together. And that is the perspective that
I think the point she's making is that if she went from being in a straight relationship to a gay relationship tomorrow,
demonic.
What's demonic?
Gay relationship. End of story. And don't ask me any further on it. That's just my...
That's your view. That's your view of it. That's your spiritual view of it.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's your opinion. That's fine. Okay, but it's not everybody's opinion, obviously. Okay, but hang on. The point she was making was that if she was going into a gay relationship with another woman, that because she wouldn't be familiar with the kind of sexual activity in a gay relationship, that she may, you know, look at a bit of porn or whatever, you know, to get some tips.
And what do you ask? Yeah, first of all, I wouldn't agree with that kind of a relationship.
That's fine, yeah,
you're asking the wrong person. And as far as I am concerned, from my spiritual understanding is that that is also demonic.
But you know, so you're not going,
you know, I can't give you an answer.
Everything is demonic tonight. Yeah, sorry, Jude.
That's what it is.
Pauline, you just answered everything there because you just said you wouldn't give an opinion on that. You're given an opinion on
what I can't give you an opinion on is if you're going into a same sex relationship that you should take some classes beforehand. That I cannot advise you on, and I don't agree with it in the first place. That is what I'm saying.
That's a bit of a contradiction.
Okay, sorry, Jude, what are you trying to say?
I was just saying, I don't understand what spirituality has to do with having a good sex life, but I was just saying, do you think strap-ons are demonic? You know, the two lesbians want to use them. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know? What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think Pauline's going to get into the ins and outs, but pardon the pun. I think period, she just doesn't believe that gay relationships are right because she's obviously Christian.
Well, I'm just
homophobic myself,
healthy.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with...
You label yourself. I'm not homophobic. I love all people.
I know I never said you were homophobic. I just said you didn't agree with gay relationships.
Yeah,
gay
no,
sex.
I didn't say you said it, Niall.
Yeah.
No, I just don't agree with that. I believe a man and a woman are supposed to be together. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's just the way I see it.
That's a bit cliche, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
a bit old fashioned.
It's a bit old cliche. That the Adam and Steve thing. But anyway, hang on. Keith, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Keith?
Niall, how are things?
Keith, okay, not Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve. And getting back to pornography or sex toys, all those kind of things are quite demonic, according to Pauline. But in saying that, Pauline says she's been in two relationships and you don't need that kind of stuff if you have a good sexual or a good intimate relationship with your loving intimate relationship with your partner anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a couple of things. With the greatest respect to Pauline, demonic has been flown across the airways there tonight. But yet, you know, John, verse 1, God promises to forgive and clean us all from unrighteousness, you know, forgive you for sexual sins. But apart from anything else is that we live in a very, very different generation right now today, you know. And I do think that Pauline is a little bit of out of touch.
Mm.
I've personally used vibrators on my partner. And she's actually kind of instigated as well a lot of times too.
Yep.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
It can be used as part of the foreplay in sex.
Part of the foreplay, Noel. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Really and truly. And I think, again, with the great respect to Pauline, like, you know, getting mixed up between love, she keeps saying love, you know, and sex, but there's a difference. Like, love is an emotion, whereas when it's sex, on the other hand, like that's an actual biological event that happens in your body.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be in touch with that as well to understand exactly how somebody would feel. When she's saying that she doesn't need vibrators or anything like that, you know, it's, you know, the man has what it takes. Again, like, you know, a lot of women, they need more stimulation around the clitoris and that kind of stuff when you're having sex. It takes them longer to work themselves up. It takes longer for them to orgasm. And that's what pornography is about. Like, you know, it kind of enhances people's sex lives. And it is true. You shouldn't knock it till you try it, you know. And it is horses for courses. It really and truly is. But, like, I'm 42. I've used my partner. So I'm single the last 2.5 years. The last relationship that I came out of was 4 years. And, I mean, we had a very, very healthy sex life. And the vibrators were used and sex toys and that kind of stuff. But we got on with our day-to-day lives outside the bedroom as normal Joe Soaps, like, you know. So
mm-hmm.
You can't be such a prude about this. We live in
Are you saying Pauline is a prude?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. With the greatest respect, yeah, that's exactly...
Well, you can't say that with the greatest respect. You're saying, yeah, well, Pauline, he's saying you're a prude.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm happy and satisfied...
But you can... Yeah, but okay, do you consider yourself to be a bit of a... Are you prudish? Would you consider yourself to be... It's not really that insulting. Well, I suppose it is in somewhat. But, I mean, are you a bit prudish? Would you say you're prudish?
I don't. I'm happy living the way I choose to live.
That I mean, if you're... What's your favourite television programme?
I wouldn't have...
What, do you watch Late Late Show or something like that?
Are you having a laugh?
Okay, there's never anything sexual on the Late Late Show anyway. But the point I'm making is, if you're watching your favourite TV show, I don't know what it is, right? And all of a sudden, you know, they had a scene where two people started stripping off and giving it to one another. Would you turn it off?
No. No, it was on a program
like... What are you on?
No, it's not a pornography. You're talking about watching pornography films. Something come on in the middle of a film or a program that I have
a
to
love scene, an intimate love scene. Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't turn it off. No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
My father would have.
My mother would have now.
Grey.
Sorry, Angela.
Actually, my father
would you watch 50 Shades of Grey?
For what?
I mean, if Basic Instinct was on, would you turn it off?
I don't know what that is.
It's an old movie with Glenn Close and somebody else. What's his name? Michael Douglas.
Fifty Shades of Grey is a movie. Would you watch that?
It's all 50 Shades of Grey. Have you heard of it, Pauline?
It's a book, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a book as well. Yeah, very badly written book, by the way. But it is a book, yeah. And yeah. It's basically about a man who's a big businessman who basically has a girlfriend, and they sign a contract together where he ties her up and does all sorts of things to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, bondage.
Yeah. Okay. And what about?
Would you watch something like that?
No, absolutely not.
Why? What would be wrong with watching it, Pauline?
Well, why would I want to watch it? If I have a partner who satisfies me, why would I want to watch crap like that?
Okay, that's porno. Fine. But while we're all on the air having this conversation, can I ask you a personal question based on the subject?
It depends. Go and try anyway.
Have you ever been brought to orgasm?
That's none of your business.
You can't be involved in a conversation like this and give your opinion.
I have made it very clear that I was in two very happy relationships, loving and respectful.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being in love in a relationship and having that biological connection, which is sex. They're so different.
Pauline, with respect, you can have interesting sex that you might have seen in porn in the bedroom with your partner in a loving way and still be respectful of each other.
But why do people think that they need to go to porn to
but they don't
how
need.
To do
people
what is the
don't
most
always
natural
need.
Thing
people,
in the world?
Yeah, but people don't always need to go to porn.
Not everybody's saying it would teach you how to be a good lesbian.
Well, you might get a few tips. No, I didn't say that. I said you might get a few tips from it.
Yeah, you don't need any tips. If you're happy, if you love somebody and you are intimate with them, you will both be... If you're not satisfied, you probably leave the relationship. I presume. I don't know. I never had that problem.
Okay, do me a favour. Just stay there. I just want to take one more caller on this, okay? And the reason I want to speak to Joan is because she sent me a text. She said, well done, Pauline. Angela, as ever, a low-class conversation. Dirty talk, Niall. Dirty talk. And I want to give her the opportunity, obviously, to air her grievance. Joan.
Hello, Niall. Actually, I didn't say Angela was low class.
I said a low class conversation. A low class conversation.
No, Angela, I put a full stop after your name. I said question mark, and then I said a low
class conversation.
That had nothing relating to you, Angela.
Okay, fair enough. Glad we clarified that. So,
when you put on a program and talk about what you're doing tonight, there is a great skill with very refined people to do the program without dirt and smut. Now, Pauline, you are a lady, and I agree 100%.
But she's quite happy to talk about it.
Exactly.
Stop over talking. Let me get my word in, because I'm really ashamed of you tonight.
Oh, aye. Okay.
Now, Pauline.
Yes.
Well done. You're a lady. Nobody should know anything about the privacy of whether or what way you have sex. And it's smut talk when you do a programme with it. It's not needed. As for the other two creeps or that fella that came on as usual, that's why you have them on, because you know
who?
You're going to be sorted.
Who? Keith? I don't even know Keith. I've never...
No, not him. The other fella.
Jude.
Yeah, as ever, there'll always be something
Keith was talking about vibrators a minute ago.
I want to say something serious to you. There is no other radio program that has a presenter that speaks out the way you describe things. There is a skill.
There is a skill.
Talking about healthy pornography. There's no such thing indeed.
And what did I say? What did I say that was so offensive?
When you describe an over talking always about sex.
No. I'm asking you a question, Joan.
You're giving out
about me, and you're saying hang on, all of you for a second. Joan, you're giving out and you're saying I'm not being skillful in the way I'm talking about sex. What did I say that was so deeply offensive?
You describe, usually when you're talking about it on tonight, you describe every detail.
What detail did I describe? I'm dying to know what I said that was so upsetting.
I think you can play them back to tonight. You said a remark about fiddling with your bits. That's a disgusting, no-class thing to say.
Well, what would you rather say? What would you rather? Would you rather be more graphic about it?
No,
I was being nice about it, actually. I was a little too graphic.
Niall, I wouldn't be talking about it. I have heard comments, sadly. I love you to bits. I love a normal programme with you. I don't like a dirty programme.
We do a bit of everything, Joan. Not every programme is going to suit you. We talk about everything, Joan.
But you shouldn't.
We should. Why should we not talk about everything?
Because it's low class what you're talking about.
But no, you, we, not, well, okay, well, hang on, well, hang on. Keith wants to say something to you there.
No,
sorry.
I tell you, no, the problem is, Joan, you know what the problem is? The problem is right now is that Niall, this is the first time I've rang into the show, and I've listened to this show for years, and it takes a lot for me to make this call. Niall Boylan is current, and he's progressive. And this, not every show suits me, but I'll sit back and listen to the podcast. Now, if you're going to get on the air and you're going to give an opinion, you have to expect to have that counteracted from somebody else, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, this is a very relevant topic, because that lady earlier on, the 24-year-old girl that was on.
Siobhan.
So she was being pretty much annihilated because she masturbates and she watches porn and that kind of stuff. This is a 24-year-old. This is the generation, and this is the world that we live in. So topics such as this is relevant. If you find offensive in any way, shape, or form, well, then you know that you can switch over or just turn the radio off. You don't have to get involved in this.
I don't go to church because I'm not religious.
I stay away from the church. I don't
excuse
get involved
me.
In it.
Okay. Well, hang on. Let Joan respond to that. Go ahead, Joan.
I'm on Niall's programme about 15 years.
More, 20. 20 years.
20 Niall.
Yep.
And I love him to bits. And I love all the people in there. But there comes a time when somebody such as Pauline is almost described as being a bit abnormal. The word wasn't used, but I'm describing it, because she doesn't want the type of sex porno that you're talking about. Wait, I tell you.
I think I've been very respectful. And Pauline, hang on, Joan. To be fair, Pauline, have I disrespected you tonight?
No, you haven't. I have not felt personally.
Okay, and you wouldn't have stayed on for almost an hour and 20 minutes if you felt uncomfortable in any way. You're happy to defend your position.
Yes,
okay,
I am.
And Joan, I don't believe for 1 minute, on numerous occasions, I did say to Pauline, if you don't want to answer any question, you don't have to,
I'm not bringing that up at all.
Yeah, so nobody was disrespecting Pauline.
No, wait, hold on.
Well, Jude may have.
That doesn't bother me, that's only Jude.
Yeah, true.
No, it doesn't bother, but it should bother you at times, Pauline. No, it should have bothered you at times, because I'll tell you why. Niall.
Yes, sorry, Joan.
Jude tried to make out Pauline. You know, that there's something wrong with you.
No, I didn't. I never said there was something wrong with Pauline.
You didn't use those words, but put it in.
No, I asked. No. I asked Pauline, on the basis of what Keith said earlier on, I think it was actually. I asked Pauline, did she believe she was a bit prudish?
Why would you ask such a question?
I asked a question, not Niall.
I just reiterated. I worded it slightly differently. Because I wanted to be respectful to her. And I asked her, did she believe that she was a bit prudish? Because that's not really insulting. People can be prudish.
The question you should have asked,
that's why I asked.
The question you should have asked is, Pauline, maybe you're nice and private more than prudish. And that's exactly the words that should be used. The words are all wrong, what you're using, describing bits and bits and that. I tell you, Niall, it's not the first time, but I'm going to tell you something tonight. And I hope I don't lose contact with you. But there are an awful lot of people that I used to keep in touch with for your programme.
Mm-hmm.
They've left you. Have they? Come back
okay.
To you.
Well, that's funny, because our audience has doubled in the last 2 years, but go on anyway.
What's it doubled with? The likes of Jude. You can have...
Hang on. It's also doubled with the likes of Keith and Angela and people like that. These are all ordinary people with just different opinions, Jude.
They're not ordinary people.
They are boring,
everyday people that come on every second day of the week. I'm sick listening to them. Jude comes on.
Jude has been on in about 2 weeks, but go on anyway. Yeah, go on.
To come on against me. I have it. I know it all.
Hang on. Let Angela respond there. You know, Angela, you're on all the time and you're boring and you're just...
But the thing is, Joan, like, you say that... you know, we were attacking Pauline. You had your talk. I'm going to ask you a question now.
Yes, sure.
You said that they were attacking Pauline.
I didn't
Pauline
use was... the word attacking.
Okay.
Begin again.
Okay, you were all saying that we were calling Pauline names.
No, right? I did not say that. Begin again.
Why?
You see what I mean? You're a trolley broadcaster. Do you know that? You can't get it right.
She's
not a broadcaster. I am. But go on anyway.
She doesn't think she is.
Joan, why aren't you giving it about Pauline telling me to go out and sell tickets and get my neighbours in next door on my sexual antics?
That's what you deserved at the time.
Excuse me?
I will say to Pauline, you're a lady, because the questions you were asked, you can't even see, can you not, that you don't like or agree with the questions, and that's your absolute right. Therefore, the questions are not that you like. So the problem is, pornography into a couple's relationship, there's something sadly lacking, because there's no love.
Okay, but see, to see where we're going here. The point is, Joan, you do have an opinion on it. And that's fine. And by the way, but hang on, Joan. I respect your opinion on it.
Thank you.
I respect the fact that you believe that people who watch pornography in a relationship are sadly lacking. I think Pauline has pretty much the same opinion. But yeah. Other people, like Siobhan, who was on earlier on, let's dismiss Jude for the moment because you didn't like him anyway. Angela and Keith believe they're not lacking anything. They believe it spices up the sex life. Absolutely. So, but that's what, and Joan, that's what talk shows, that's what radio, that's what the media is about. It's after 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be talking about this at, say, 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Niall, I want to say this to you, if I may, because I hope that your team are listening.
Ashling, you listen.
You may not, late at night, be listening. And there's horrible conversation comes from you sometimes, Niall.
No. When you say horrible conversation, hang on, with the greatest respect, Joan. At night time, because it is after 9 o'clock and we want to differentiate this show from the daytime show, because as you know, I do both. I'm a very hardworking person. I do both. I differentiate it by using different language. Now, when I say different language, I don't use bad language, but I use different language. And it means that I can talk to people. So I can be a little bit more honest in some sense.
And as a result, I called in.
And as a result, Keith called in.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Niall. This feedback, and I'm sorry.
So, Joan, you've been listening to me for 20 years. Are you telling me in the 20 years you've never heard me talking about pornography before?
Of course, I can't.
Oh, of course you have.
We've spoken about work.
Why didn't you ring me tonight to come on when every time you talk about it, you used to ring me?
Well, pornography. Clearly, because you're so angry about the thing, I probably shouldn't have rang you.
No, I'm not. I'm angry because I have my wit about me here tonight with another listener. Mm. And the only reason I came on tonight, because I love watching CNN, I watch it until 4 a.m.
I asked Ashling to call you because I saw your text. Yes, you were angry. And I said, call Joan there. She's very angry. Call her and put her on and find out why she's so angry.
I thought I was going on the side of Pauline.
But you are.
No, that's up to Pauline to say to me, thank you, Joan. First thing I said was on your text, well done, Pauline.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do was, you want to end up with the answer from Pauline when you get these, your guy on.
Can I ask you a question, Joan? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it okay for Keith, and Siobhan earlier, who come on? Keith sounds like a nice man. I don't know him, but he sounds like a nice man. Okay. Okay, let me just give you a little bit of a recap, okay? Keith was talking about when he's with his partner, he likes to use a vibrator during foreplay. And Siobhan was on earlier on and said at the moment she's not in a relationship, so she watches pornography and masturbates. Now, is there anything wrong with talking about that on radio?
I don't think, because it ends up at the lowest form, because you're always going to get somebody who likes
pornography. Well, so sex is a low form, the lowest, is only for the lowest common denominators.
The conversation anything but respect.
Hang on for a second. One at a time. Keith, sorry, you want to say something to Joan? Go ahead. Hang on, Joan. Sorry, Keith, go ahead.
I was listening to you.
Okay,
Joan,
Keith.
You're just saying that the conversation has got to its lowest form. And I'd like to know how you figure that out, because as I said earlier on, like, I work, I have a full-time job, full-time employment, you know, same as my partner at the time. I've got friends who would be very open about their sexuality and what they do in their free time and that kind of stuff. And again, I've got friends that don't want to be in relationships because they're so career orientated. They don't have time for it. So basically, as I was saying earlier on, Joan, is that these people, they want to just have that release, if you will. You
know, sexual frustration, yes.
Yeah, it's just a release at the end of the day.
It comes on quite regularly, the topic, and there's some...
It doesn't really, I know, but the greatest respect, Joan, that's an exaggeration.
Okay, Joan,
I'll count every time it came on.
Okay, but Joan, please, if you can answer this then, okay, the question I'll put to you is, everything that's been said there tonight, where do you think the relevance is of the porn industry on the whole and what people do behind their own closed doors. Where is it that
it is low class, vulgar, disgusting, that mothers who would never dream when their kids grow up, and if they are illegitimate children as a result, which nobody thinks about with porn. Porn, like everything else in today's world, is glamorized. And I remember all of the years talking to you, and the one thing and come that always came in, I remember every single prostitute you'd have on the program.
We did have
every single girl. And what did the girls say? They'd say, oh, well, we need money for prostitution. And then I remember you asking, I'm just recounting tonight, laddie knows.
Oh, you have a good memory. I know you have a good memory.
Yeah, and I remember Niall, you saying to the girls, well, would you like, if you do get married and you settle down into a real marriage of love, will you tell your children that you are a prostitute? And each girl that talked to you said, no, they didn't want to tell their children. And they said they wanted the money for college.
Yeah, but I know where you're going. No, she's right. And I know where you're going, Joan. But equally, no parent is going to talk to their child about, you know, masturbating.
Why?
They're not going to turn around to their 7-year-old and say, well, you know, when mammy gets bored at night, she might masturbate.
And why should you talk
because
about
it's they're private so things, because they're private. Yeah. It's
and
private.
Why should you on air as
there's no child, but there's no children listening.
Forgotten. Why should you want to talk about those intimacies of life?
Because people like to talk about it.
No, yeah. They don't. Only
it's current. That's why.
Only those who indulge in it. And Niall, as you're talking,
only those who indulge in it. I think everybody indulges in sex.
No, I don't. You see now, yeah, well, these are things that you're saying.
Okay, hang on. Pauline wants to say something. Sorry, yeah, I'm running out of time. Hang on, Pauline. Go ahead.
You know, all night long I'm listening. Thank you for the lovely compliment that you gave me to that lady.
Thank you, Paul.
Jones,
thank
her name.
Thank you so much, Joan. I'm listening all night how in today's world it's acceptable. We all do it. And all that kind of behaviour and all that kind of acceptance is the very thing that has taken the love and romance out of life. And it's very sad.
Okay, well, sorry, Angela. Hang on, I'll leave the final word to Angela. She hasn't spoken in ages. Sorry, go ahead, Angela.
I just wanted to say, Pauline, you have your beliefs and your opinions, and I have mine. And the last thing I would have wanted to have done tonight is offend you. If I did, I'm very sorry, but...
I don't think you did offend Pauline with the greatest...
According to Joan, we all did. But I'm just saying... Pauline, we all have our beliefs, we all have our opinions, and thanks for a good debate tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And Joan, thank you very much. Pauline, were you offended by anything Angela said to you?
I wouldn't answer anything that offends me. And I don't take offence easily, but I certainly wouldn't discuss anything private with people.
And I did on numerous occasions say that I didn't want you to tell me anything private.
I made it very clear that the only situation during which I would answer some of the questions that I was asked would be in the privacy of a loving relationship. And I made that very clear.
Okay, well done. All right, listen, I have to wrap it up. Thank you, Joan, by the way. Thank you as well, by the way, because your opinion is also valid.
Right, come here. I still love you.
I know you do, Joan. Still love you too. All right, I'll behave, Joan. I'll behave. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.